Do you want me to be able to help Bo? My mom asked Allie. Yes, Allie mumbled. Then you need to be honest. You need to tell me what you know about him, how close your relationship is, if he's in any way involved in the disappearance of... He's not involved, I swear it, Allie said. He was with me when Chris disappeared. He doesn't want to say that right now. But I'll say it if the cops start suspecting him. You may have to, my mother informed her. He told the police he was alone after school that day. Why did he lie? He just... Allie squirmed. There's been this rumor that I've been going out in the woods after school and doing it with somebody. We weren't doing anything out there except walking and talking. But I have this reputation. Some people think I'm a slut. She trailed off awkwardly, but my mom picked up kind of quick. He doesn't think you'd be a very credible alibi. Allie blinked at her a few times and said, I guess. I waited for my mom to show some surprise about Allie's rep or give her some parenting type of look. She just stared at the edge of the table with her arms crossed. Finally, she said, Your reputation isn't a concern. If you say you were with him, whatever you were doing or have done in your past is not relevant. The bigger problem is, he's already lied. Not on the record. But it still would have sounded more credible if he had told the truth from the start. I watched my mom staring, her mind working like a calculator. I guessed this was her lawyer side. I was so used to the mom side that it made me stare, too. So you're saying the police suspect him? Allie asked. My mom shrugged. They don't have any evidence. Not yet, but... They won't have any evidence. He didn't do anything. I just said he was with me, Allie whined. He was with you at the time Chris disappeared. If for some reason they come to believe that Chris is dead, there's still no body. There's no saying what time he died. It's complicated. She sighed. How long have you known this boy? Can you think of any reason I'm unaware of that the police might connect him with this? I haven't known him long, but I know him well, Allie insisted. She laid her head down on the table and talked in a dead voice. I had seen him around school, but we don't usually talk to Boones, so I had never talked to him. First time I ever talked to him was at the Wawa about 3 weeks ago. I was standing there alone, and he was too, so he just started saying stuff. He was mad at his mom because she had just showed up after some 5-day drinking binge or something. He laid it all out for me, didn't hold back. And so I found myself laying my mom out to him. Well, sort of. I told him how she always had boyfriends and how my dad had found out and left. I didn't tell him how bad it had gotten. But still, the stuff I told him didn't shock him or anything. I never met anybody before that I felt could look at my life and not hold it against me.